fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 12th day of October. We're joined at the moment with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and Mr. Jeff Nyquist. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. He has 6 books for sale at Amazon. Leon's been with us the first hour, and Jeff, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. The events of the day continue to change dramatically. Jeff, I know you're a busy guy, and you write 1 or 2 articles a week posted at your website, jrnyquist.blog. Are you familiar, sir, with what's happened with Southwest Airlines beginning Friday afternoon?
Well, the pilots went on strike, is that right?
Well, that's what really happened. What the company press release says is laughable. First of all, more than 2,100 flights canceled as of Monday morning over the weekend. The press release from the corporate headquarters says, it's due to weather conditions and FAA problems, which ironically, Jeff, only affected Southwest Airlines. The alleged FAA problems and weather problems didn't affect United Airlines, American Airlines, any of the others. Only Southwest. That's kind of funny, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, it's funny weather. It only affects one plane, but not the other.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Jeff, the drop-dead date for these commercial pilots is, for all the companies, is November 24th. Keeping in mind, it's not only the passenger airliners, but the cargo jets also that move a lot of our mail and cargo back and forth across the country. It's not looking good for November 24th and thereafter for normal commerce and passenger service, is it, sir?
Not looking good for the military. It's not looking good for our health system. Not looking good for our aircraft pilots. Look, what do they want to do? Destroy the economy?
People, I believe that's the real goal.
People don't want to take an experimental vaccine. You're going to force them by threatening their jobs? So they're going to walk from their jobs. So now what have you done? You've, these people have to be communists. because they're destroying the economy, which is exactly what communists just love to do. Sabotage the economy.
I agree with you. They're either communists knowingly or unwitting, what the communists call useful idiots. The communists will make use of men and women who don't have a clue what communism is, and don't have a clue they're working on behalf of communists, when in fact they are. And the communists have a name for those folks. They call them useful idiots, don't they, sir?
Yeah, or useless idiots from our point of view.
Roger that. Roger that. Well, it's amazing what's taking place here over the past not quite 2 years. It'll be 2 years ago, January, that all this silliness got started in this country in earnest. But I've seen documentation going back to almost 20 years of the pieces being put in place for this. And let's see here. I need to get this up so I got current on all the callers. And now I'm current. Gentlemen, we got our first caller. We got Tom in California. Good morning, Tom. Go ahead, Tom. Okay, Tom, go ahead. 1, 2, 3. Looks like maybe Tom is gone. And you're welcome to call back, sir. Well, Jeff, I haven't had time. I'm going to look up your most recent article here and see. It was published yesterday. The title of your most recent article, Endgame, Man in America Interview. And then you've got a quote from Han Fei Zhu, who wrote Precursors to Extinction. Somebody's got their car door open. Whoever that is needs to close their car door. Here's that quote. If the ruler loves to use his knowledge to alter the laws, constantly manipulates public matters for his personal benefit, alters and changes the regulations and prohibitions, and frequently issues all sorts of directives, the state can be destroyed. That's a very true statement, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Han Fei Zhu is like 500 BC, so he was a long time ago.
Well, that brings to mind something that's very foundational to commerce worldwide, and that's standards of weights and measures. And if you've got the ability to tamper with standards of weights and measures, you can really change society and make it very unstable, can't you, sir?
Yeah, by changing the way what the values are, you can screw everything up every day.
Well, I know that the... I don't. There's a government agency that takes care of these matters, weights and measures, and I think they use a piece of stainless steel, something of that nature, that's exactly 12 inches long as a standard for 1 foot, and things of that nature, and everything has to be measured against that to determine if it's within compliance or not, doesn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm sure they've got ways of making sure everybody complies with 12 inches as a foot.
Absolutely. And, of course, going back several thousand years, the Romans tampered with their coinage, debasing the gold or silver coins with base metals, which it didn't take long for people to figure out that the silver content and or the gold content was no longer what it was supposed to be. It didn't take them long at all to figure that out, did it?
No, then they wouldn't. They'd hoard their gold and silver, and they'd trade in the bad currency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, they do it now with strokes on a computer instead of having the people at the mint remove silver, which was done here, by the way. I think it was 1963 was the last year we had silver in our coins. Now they do it with strokes on a computer by inflating the money supply, don't they, sir?
Well, yeah, they digitally create it because you never see it. It passes from credit card to bank, from employer to bank to credit card to shop or whenever you're shopping, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have, at this point, more than 100, I believe, of these large ships off the East Coast and West Coast full of these 20-foot and 40-foot connexes full of goods and merchandise and now, unfortunately, rotting food. That we're being told it's the men, the unions that control offloading these ships that's responsible. Of course, unions have been taken over by the most part by communists for decades, haven't they, sir?
Well, the longshoremen, yeah.
So the communists are complicit in the longshoremen refusing to offload the ships. Now, if Eisenhower was president, I have no doubt that he would send in the troops to make sure these ships got unloaded. But President Eisenhower is long gone, obviously. It is a matter of national security to have these ships offloaded, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, because you could have your supply chain break down and your whole economy could break down. This administration is flirting with the destruction of America. And I think they like it. I think America destroyed. That might lower our carbon footprint. That might be a good thing for the planet.
Well, I think we're past the flirtation stage and into the opening up a condom package stage, quite frankly, to use an analogy. We're deep into this, what's going on with the destruction of our economy. Spare parts to keep America running. The cars, the trucks, the tractors, the aircraft, the boats, the ships, spare parts to keep the power grid going, spare parts to keep the water plants going. Our entire infrastructure relies on spare parts, many of which, I don't know the percentage, but the percentage that we rely on being shipped in from overseas is enough to shut down everything, isn't it, sir?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So let's keep that in mind, and people need to develop workarounds. One of the investors at my place here where I am, he can take a broken down Chevy pickup, a broken down Ford sedan, a broken down Dodge automobile and make one car that runs. And I've seen him do this. The coil on the lawnmower quit running, so he took the coil off his Ford Ranger, put it on the lawnmower to cut the grass. At the end of the day, he took the coil off and put it back on the Ford Ranger pickup truck and drove home. Now, that's a creative, inventive guy, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's kind of expertise we're going to need to keep things running, more or less. So things won't be perfect, but men and women who can do workarounds and I think, Leon, you may have some input with this. If you can do workarounds, you can keep things functioning, can't you, Leon?
Absolutely. We had to do that many times on board the ship. It was just incredible to see how these chiefs and machinist mates were able to get things working, even though, you know, the steam engine had gone down. And so, yes, creativity and innovation are crucial, especially when you no longer have parts. And, you know, when you're out to sea 6,000 miles, there is no... you know, unless you have a really tight task group, you know, normally they go in groups of 3 to 5, but, you know, different ships, especially in the U.S. Marine Corps version, when we're doing those MEWs, you know, each ship is different. So you can't just take one ship, you know, one part off another and put it on there, whether it's a Spruance class cruiser. And so, you know, it sounds like your friend who's able to take a coil off a lawnmower and put it on his name is Mr. MacGyver, because he's able to do things of that nature.
Right.
And we saw that same kind of creativity on board ship, too. And it's going to be crucial in the future.
I learned that as a young man. My first automobile, a 1959 Triumph TR3, the ignition switch went out. And I didn't have time to make a one-hour drive one way to the parts supplier. So I went to my dad's workshop and I took a plug from a table lamp and a outlet like you would have to plug in the wall, and I fabricated something that would work to substitute for our ignition switch for about a week. And I would just when I wanted to go someplace, I would just plug it in and push the starter button. When I got to my destination, I would unplug it and the engine would stop. I'd put the plug in my pocket and go to my classes in high school, and reverse that at the end of the day when I wanted to drive home. So I learned as a young man to do these workarounds myself and make things work, that making use of what I had. And for middle-class Americans, it's been that way for decades, Jeff, hasn't it, sir?
Yeah, you know, you can make a tuna fish sandwich out of a goldfish. You know, just be creative.
Yeah, I'd want to have lots of spicy mustard on that goldfish, but yeah, if you're hungry, you do what you got to do.
I think that's a workaround we're all headed for.
Yeah. It reminds me, there was a film, and Jeff, if you haven't seen it, I think you may appreciate it. I think it's Coming Home or Going Home. It's about these 8 or 10 Russian prisoners that escape a gulag in Siberia, a concentration camp, a work camp in Siberia, in the dead of winter. And several of the men are suffering from lack of vitamin C and going blind as a consequence. And they're surrounded by pine trees, which pine needles are full of vitamin C. All they had to do, but they were ignorant and didn't know any better, was to make pine needle tea and get all the vitamin C they needed and recover from the blindness due to lack of vitamin C. So sometimes lack of knowledge, Leon, can really hurt you, can it, sir? Leon, you with us? You're on mute?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that last part.
I said lack of knowledge can really hurt us sometimes, can't it, sir?
Absolutely. I always talk about Hosea 4:6. You know, people perish because of lack of knowledge. And right now, you already seen that, right? You know, currently, and it's just going to be exacerbated when things go south.
Absolutely. Well, yesterday, Firearms Monday, Sam Andrews mentioned a book for the best quality manual. If he was only going to have one manual, he mentioned that. And during the break, I ordered it, 635-page reloading manual, $40 from Amazon. I want the knowledge. There's a lot of men in my neighborhood who do reloading, but I doubt any of them have the latest edition of this particular reloading manual that has 635 pages and costs $40. Uh-huh. They probably have some kind of manual, but not necessarily the biggest and the best. And that's what I want. When it comes to something as serious as reloading ammunition, I want to make sure I got the best manual reference guide that money can buy. And there's other things I'd rather spend $40 on than a reference manual, but I understand the importance of that, and that's why I went ahead and got it. And Jeff, I know you have a home library. I know that Leon, you have a home library. My home library is very extensive. One of my goals, maybe over the winter, is to use the Dewey Decimal System to organize my home library so that all the books I have are more quickly and easily findable. Jeff, do you have any estimate of how many books in your home library, sir, to the nearest 100?
I don't know, 2,000 something.
Yeah, okay. Leon, to the nearest 100, the volumes in your home library?
Well, prior to the move, yes, I had thousands, but now I'm probably closer to 600 because of the fact that I needed to have the most important was I brought with me, but there are some I left behind. I had to buy extra, so yes, I have a considerable library.
Yeah, well, my numbers in between 1,000 and 2,000. Also, quite frankly, I don't know because a lot of them are still in boxes, and
yep.
But we've got many shelving units full of books, and we have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
He Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th day of October. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You need to get ready right now with the EMP Shield devices. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment for your car, your truck, your home, your generator, your solar panel controls at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. 6 books for sale at amazon.com. Articles he writes at least once, sometimes twice a week. Jeff, let people know how they can subscribe to your articles, please, sir.
Well, you go to jrnyquist.blog, and below each article or interview is a PayPal button, so you can support the website.
Okay, and I encourage people to do that, and it will help support Jeff and his efforts. And we also have, of course, Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. And we are talking about the events of the day. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Jeff, you're not terribly optimistic about the prognosis for where this country is going and how quick it's getting there, are you, sir?
No, it looks like communists have taken over the country's institutions in a sort of stealthy way from the inside.
Well, that's smart on their part, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's sort of been their modus operandi for the last 100 years. But they, because they can't openly, they don't even openly hold power in Russia anymore because they're so unpopular. They know that communist ideas are unpopular, so instead they gaslight us with global warming and they tell us we have to do this and that and, you know, our carbon footprint, and so they're going to control us and achieve the same results with these different lies and programs and excuses. You know, we have an emergency. The planet's heating up. The oceans are going to come up over the land and flood us. We got to do something fast. Take the shot.
That's right. That's right. Take the shot. I know. I know. And we have to give credit where credit is due. These devious criminal minds have been quite successful, haven't they, sir?
Yeah, just ask what's in the shot. See if your doctor even knows.
Well, why would you bother asking if it's not even FDA approved? Although many medical doctors, unfortunately, think that it is. I've got firsthand reports of that, that even medical doctors believe that the COVID-19 vaccinations are FDA approved. It's still emergency use authorization, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, except for this Pfizer vaccine that nobody can get, I guess. Yeah, the ones that they're actually giving, no. Not approved
at all. And people need to understand that, and they need to make sure that others understand that. You know, they have protocols for people to sign up for these testing of human beings, which was never done, by the way, before these things were released. But people sign a release form, knowing full well that they're informed that what they're having injected into their arms could cause harm, or it may just be a placebo. It may just be a sterile saline solution. But that's the way it's always been done with these various medications and vaccines before they're FDA approved. And that's never been done with these things here, has it, Jeff?
No, well, you know, and just because the FDA says something is approved doesn't mean it is safe. Take BPAs, for example. I know this because I've been poisoned by plastic number 7 bottles, and I know what the effects are. It's pretty horrific. But, yeah, there's things the FDA even says are safe that aren't, so you can't believe everything these agencies or government or even a doctor says. I don't know. You know, you can have a whole program where people call in when the doctor hurt the patient and by a prescription or a treatment that was false or a misdiagnosis. Look, it happens all the time. We have to have our thinking caps on. We have to decide for ourselves if something's right for us. We got to do our own homework now, because the doctors aren't always on the ball. They don't always know what they're talking about. So with the FDA.
That's right. That's right. Well, the next several months, I'm going to say this year, you know, we've only got less than 3 months left of this year and the first 3 months of 2022. We're going to lose a lot of Americans. They're lining up to get the clot shots. They're getting many people have already got the first booster. Many others will be getting the second booster. They want these boosters injected every 5 months. Leon, I know that you're not going to get the clot shot. And Jeff, I know you're not going to. And of course, I'm not. And my family, thank goodness, correct, is not my immediate family. But we'll talk about this more when we get back from the break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 12th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. Great news for you folks who have been waiting for an energy cleaner, some since August. This is October. I apologize, but we're dealing with the same issues that Ford Motor Company is getting computer chips. Good news is Tom Berryhill's delivering about 20, 22 units to me tonight. I'll be shipping those units beginning tomorrow. I typically ship about a dozen a day from the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri. And of course, we're taking new orders for more energy cleaners and more mattress pads to get people what they need to get past their arthritis pain and get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. So check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads at my website under products. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You want to mail me a check, my address is right there as well. And of course, I have a toll-free order line. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. Leon has left us. He had to go work on his garden, which is a good thing. I'm glad Leon's doing that. Jeff, you and I talk about preparedness. We talk about what people need to be doing. I was listening yesterday to how a woman who was alive when the Bolsheviks were doing what they were doing in Russia, and how they forced families to accept a second family into their home, to provide housing for them against their will, and how the families became friends with each other, given the circumstances. And I know in Russia for decades, the black market filled in the gaps because the command economy of Russia was pretty much a failure except for making military hardware and gear. But for the daily needs of the people, it was pretty miserable, wasn't it, Jeff? You're on mute there, Jeff. Now you're still on mute, Jeff. There we go. Oh, it's on, it's off. It's on, it's off. Looks like Jeff's having trouble getting the mute button to unmute. It's flipping off and on. Now it's off.
Yeah, I keep turning it off, and then it pops back on its own.
Uh-huh. Well, we can attribute that to pure happenstance, or maybe the comments are screwing with us. I don't know. Anyway, the command economies, Russia, China, Cuba, have been for decades dismal failures, haven't they, sir?
Oh, yeah.
I recall reading that before Cuba was at least partly open to the West, that there were men and women in their 40s who'd never seen a toilet seat because a toilet seat was not a priority in the command economy of Cuba, and nobody was allowed to manufacture and sell toilet seats. So they made do without them. When they broke, they were done, and people used a flush toilet with no toilet seat, which obviously you can do that, but wouldn't be very pleasant, would it, sir?
Well, at least you get to use a communist magazine for toilet paper.
I like that. People in these communist countries, they make fun of the newspapers that passes for news because they know it's mostly lies, don't they, sir?
Oh, yeah. You read 1984 and the Ministry of Truth was the people doing all the lies. Yeah. And the Ministry of Peace was doing all the wars. And the Ministry of Justice was doing all the injustice. So, we're most of the way there now, I think.
Yeah, I'm just going to look up and see where 1984 is here by George Orwell in Amazon's listings here. It has 53,000 ratings. I'm trying to see where it is in the Amazon listings here of how popular this thing is. It's not popping up real quick here. Published in 1961 by George Orwell. Very simple title, 1984, the numbers, 1984. My understanding is this book has climbed dramatically back up in the Amazon ratings and probably New York Times ratings also because of the current situation It doesn't surprise you at all, does it, Jeff?
No.
Yeah, let's see here if I can scroll down and find some more about this book. Okay. Let's see. Publisher, customer reviews. Well, I'm still not seeing the rank. Oh, here's the ranking. Number 82 of the top 100. This novel, published in 1961, is Amazon's number 82 bestseller. So it's in the top 100, which that's an extraordinary place to be, in the top 100 at Amazon, isn't it, sir?
Well, it's one of the most important books, you know, of our generation. I bought my copy in 1984. I got a hardback copy, and it was a special 1984 edition of the book, 1984.
That would be a nice prize to have. I would like to have a copy of that myself. We got a caller on hold here, Jeff. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. I'm assuming you can hear me. I didn't hear any click.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Jeff, given the influence that China has had on our government to this point, and the designs that China has on Taiwan and the recent provocations, you know, we've seen with the overflights and incursions in the Taiwanese airspace and that sort of thing, how do you think that their effects on our government and our policies and everything, how do you think, what do you think this effect has been on the level of confidence in the Chinese government has towards any actions they might take against Taiwan? In other words, do they think that we're sufficiently compromised, that our reactions, our policies, anything we might do is sufficiently compromised that they might be more supremely competent and inclined to act against Taiwan?
Well, against the Biden administration, they have a window of opportunity that I think they pretty much know. If they wanted to take Taiwan, for example, if they thought it was strategically right, they could probably do it and Biden would forgive them and let's get past this now. They would be able to, you know, do something that otherwise they would be mercilessly punished for doing in the global marketplace. So, I think they have a unique opportunity. I've heard some experts, some people who are very, very highly placed, who do think this is what is going to happen before the end of April. They think there's going to be a war, and of course, this is a war in which Japan says Taiwan is a vital interest of Japan, and the United States has got to back Japan up. So it's an interesting, you know, I personally don't think the Chinese will attack Taiwan, but that's because my understanding of their strategy is that they want to destroy the United States first. But look, they could say, hey, Biden is our guy. We can do it, and we're not going to suffer any real problems. You know, he'll forgive us, and we'll be able to put pressure on Japan and Australia and make everybody do our thing, you know, make India shake in their boots. So, you know, who knows?
Do you think that the financially unique position of Taiwan and the dependency of other countries' interactions with Taiwan would lead other nations to step up, other nations such as perhaps Japan or Singapore or Britain or other Asian Pacific nations to step up and oppose China in aggressing against Taiwan, and, you know, such that it's like independent of the U.S. to maybe give China pause in acting against Taiwan. That, you know, that maybe the U.S. isn't the only game in town, the only player. Maybe the United States isn't the only important, you know, player in this?
Well, I am told that if Taiwan is taken by China, that Japan will start building nuclear weapons.
That's a bit late and a dollar short, but.
Well, yeah. They can build them pretty fast. They can put they could probably in 3 months have a nuclear arsenal.
Yeah, I was hoping for something that would bring a little more preemptive pressure to bear a little sooner, you know. But okay.
It's very hard to preempt a country that has a growing nuclear arsenal and the largest navy in the world in terms of ships, and I think the largest air force in the world, and a tremendous number of missiles. So,
right.
You know, for tactical dominance, yeah.
Right, right. I was thinking in terms of financial chaos. You know, that messing up things with Taiwan would have far-reaching financial chaotic impacts in the world economy, such that it might be better not to destroy that.
Taiwan produces chips. There's a unique company that I guess pushed a lot of companies out of the market by producing chips cheaper than anyone else, and it's located in Taiwan. And right now they don't have at least the last they checked, they didn't have an alternative. So if that country fell, there would be a kind of monopoly that China would have. But as far as financial, look, I spoke last week to a very high up Wall Street person who said that he expects China to collapse no matter what they do at the end of the second quarter of next year because they have so messed up their own economy. That China is facing a real quandary, not just their food supply, but their financial system they've really made some horrific decisions. In fact, Xi Jinping almost spontaneously collapsed the Chinese economy here last month by basically wanting to do some retaliatory sanctions on the U.S. and drew back from it at the last minute. That if he had done it, he would have destroyed the Chinese economy. So China is not as flexible, is more vulnerable than we are. We're suffering, you know, this longshoreman strike doesn't hurt them, it hurts us. Well, it hurts them in the case that if they can't ship things here to us timely, they're getting canceled orders and they're losing customers and money here. That's mainly what's happening. I mean, you can get a U.S.-made couch that's better made than the Chinese. It costs about 50% more than a Chinese couch, but you may never see your Chinese couch. You probably won't. If you order one now, because it's more than a year away, and nobody knows there's going to be any working Chinese factories in a year. So, buy American. You know, you'll get it sooner. It'll be better made. You know, and so people don't quite understand. I mean, they're trying. The Chinese and the Russian allies are trying to damage our economies through these maneuvers. They got everybody believing in global warming. Wink, wink. They don't. You know. Follow any global warning restrictions. They get Biden elected here. He cuts off gasoline. He gets rid of coal. You know, you see what they did in Europe, what they're doing in Europe with the energy. They're screwing it all up in every Western country. And there's a massive energy shortage coming to hit everybody. Of course, since China doesn't produce much of its own energy except some coal, they're having massive energy shortages there that's causing them their factories to shut down. So, the mismanagement, the lack of leadership, the people, people just believe all kinds of stupid things that were invented by the communists to sabotage our economy. Remember the ozone holes down there in the Antarctic? Like, that's going to affect us down in the Antarctic. All of the gaslighting, the science that isn't really science. They found the vaccine. Boy, they can really tear us down fast with that, you know, with the vaccine mandating it. Oh, guess what? Pilots don't want to fly planes. The military doesn't want to take the shot. The nurses are being fired or leaving their jobs. So, you know, look, what's the wait now in the ER? 15 or 30 hours? I don't know. So just go thank your politicians for their air bubble-headed idiot ideas, you know, that are coming from, you know, global warming. That was invented in the Soviet Union by the editor of Izvestia, you know, and or was it Pravda, you know.
It's just, why bother destroying your enemy if you can get them to do it themselves?
Oh yeah, they, you know, because so many people here, you know, are lockstep with socialism or progressive ideas. Once they get the progressive community to accept it, they could practically force it on the rest of us.
Hold that thought, Jeff. Glenn, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, you were cut off by the break. You want to continue, sir?
No, I finished my sentence.
Okay, all right. Glenn, you got any follow-up before we move on? Looks like Glenn's gone.
No, I don't think so, John.
There you are. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I was just listening to Jeff.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for your call, Glenn. Top of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll be joined by Steve Ben-Noon, and we'll get whatever updates Steve has. Well, Jeff, let's talk. We got about 2 minutes here about preparedness. Now is the time to make whatever last-minute preparedness items are taken care of, because time is short, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, if what I'm hearing is true, we're on the verge of quite a crisis. And what China and Russia and the communists domestically here are planning could disrupt the economy very seriously, and people need to be as self-sufficient as they can be, in terms of heat and food and water.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Winter is right around the corner, so I advise people to have a backup source of power, way to prepare meals with the power grid down, a way to take care of personal hygiene matters when the water supply from the public water supply is not working. All these things being done now will save people a lot of grief in the not-too-distant future, couldn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just a quick reminder, Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog, and he has 6 books for sale at amazon.com. And I do encourage you to subscribe to his articles. It'll help Jeff. And Jeff's full-time career has become understanding and warning all of America about the international communist conspiracy and the threat that it poses to our country, our culture, our well-being. They've been putting these pieces into place for more than a century, haven't they, sir?
Yeah, they have.
And they continue to. Their plan is working out. They have their people in the Pentagon. They have their people in the Department of Justice. They have their people in universities all over the United States. Especially, they focused on taking over the schools that teach the teachers initially. Now they've, since they started that decades ago, they're pretty much in every nook and cranny of the American educational system, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, I'm afraid that's true. Education, there's a lot of communists in education in the U.S.
And so that was smart on their part to focus on taking over the schools that teach the teachers. And the journalism schools got special attention, didn't they, sir?
Well, I only know that when I went to journalism school, it was a lot of progressive stuff they were telling you. I mean, so much so that I changed my major.
Well, and eventually you determined to your own satisfaction, unless you became a communist, there would be no future in teaching for Jeff Nyquist, would there, sir?
Yeah, I wasn't really welcome.
Yep. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.